The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Hey, it is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad that you are with us. As we do each and every Friday, this is our restaurant of the week, sort of a restaurant, but we're going to be talking about beer today. And we are talking with Pete Farber from Barntown Brewing. Haven't heard of it? Well, silly, that's because you haven't been listening to this. Pete, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
I am so grateful for the Iowa Restaurant Association picking up folks and saying, hey, there's something new for you. Right. Tell us about Barntown Brewing. I understand it's on University, just past the Des Moines Golf and Country Club, correct?
Yep. So we're out way west. I like to call it West of Waukee. So we're right there on the border of Waukee.
Oh, man. If you're west of Waukee, you're like East Omaha.
Yeah. So we're out there. We've been there since February of this year. So just about a little over 8 months. We're a brew pub. We brew everything on site, all of our beers. We make all of our food from scratch. So far so good. It's been great.
Okay, so since February, you say?
Yep.
Right? All right, so what differentiates Barntown Brewing from anybody else? What are you guys doing over there?
Everything we do is fresh.
Yeah?
We don't even own a freezer. So we do everything from scratch. All our sauces, our burgers are hand-pattied, smashed old-school style, like old 50s.
Sure, freezer. Yeah. Hand-smashed, I like that.
Yep. We make our own sausage, chorizo. Everything is made to order. So nothing's coming out of a freezer and going into a fryer. It's hand battered and done as it's ordered.
Pete Farber, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Barntown Brewing. Tell us about the restaurant side of this. What is it like? What does it look like? What does it feel like?
I think it feels like Iowa. Yeah. You know, it's got a rustic feel, old barn wood everywhere. We've got a shuffleboard table for people who like to play shuffleboard. We've got some old farm seed and farm signs hanging. We've got repurposed wagon wheels as our chandeliers, and we've got a 1955 Ford F-100 behind the bar that
there
was cut in half that our tap handles come off of.
Very nice. And on the beer side of things, you're brewing there? Okay.
Yep.
How many gallons do you brew at a time? And do you switch out those brews as the seasons go?
Yes, but we switch them out even more often than that.
Yeah.
We have 16 different beers right now, usually 16 to 18 of our own different beers. We make our own root beer. We switch them out as soon as they're gone. We make something new and something different. We want to kind of give the guest a new experience every time that they show and come hang out with us.
Now, you appear to me as a really low-key kind of guy. Would that be accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of, yeah. How did you get into this mess of brew pubbing?
I have a passion for craft beer.
Okay.
I've been in Chicago kind of since the year 2000 and had four restaurants there. And decided to come back home to do something, which I thought, you know, do something cool for your hometown. So that was kind of the inception of Barntown.
What kind of restaurants in Chicago?
Craft-oriented, craft beer-oriented. I would say I had a sports bar. I had just an American neighborhood, just a hangout place. We had a smokehouse, so kind of a few different kinds of places.
Any of that transfer over to Barntown?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the experience, obviously, and you do some things for long enough, you kind of try and learn what works and what doesn't work, and you play your game at a different kind of different things and try some different ideas, and always remember some of the things that work and remember
some of the things
that don't. Exactly.
Yeah. What is it that people seem to gravitate to when they come to Barntown Brewery? Is it the beer? Is it the food? Is it both of them?
I think it's both.
Yeah.
People gravitate from the beer side to our IPAs. We're getting a lot of people come in to drink our IPAs. We're a pretty hop-heavy brewery.
Okay.
So IPAs and pales, but we also do a golden ale. We do stouts. We do porters. We do sour beers, ambers, browns. We do all the styles, but we usually have four or five different IPAs on. And then on the food side, people gravitate toward our burgers. You know,
hand smashed,
old school style, yeah. And fresh. So,
where did you get your experience on the brew side?
Kind of shadow brewing with some other breweries in Chicago. A lot of my friends back in Chicago, I should say, are either brewery owners or brew pub owners or head brewers. So,
did any of this start out as a hobby and then trans?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Home brewing for sure. Yeah,
see, that's what I find for most of you guys that are into this brew pub experience. Many of you started out just kind of playing around at home and grew.
Yep. So I would go to my wife's cousin's restaurant, and we would go in the basement and we'd brew a beer about every month, and kind of the Chicago speakeasy style. And that's kind of learned how I got to learn how to brew pub to home brew, and to you know, kind of get the love to think about, let's kind of bring both of them together.
This is a big undertaking, isn't it? Opening up your own joint.
Yes. It's tough.
A little scary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of sleepless nights, for sure.
Yeah, you're the guy that wakes up like I do at 3 o'clock in the morning, going, I wonder if I got enough money in the bank to cover whatever this is.
Yeah.
Get it? Yeah. What about local sourcing of food? That seems to be a real trend here in the Midwest. You know, over the past 5 years, local, local, local. If I can get it local, I'm going to do that. You guys as well?
Yeah. We source whatever we can, as far as, you know, our meat products. We get our bacon and some of our pork from Des Moines Bacon, and we use other local purveyors as well.
And what about tastings, or what kind of experience can you say? Have you done anything to market Barntown to bring people in to at least try? Or did you open up the doors and say, come on in, let's see what happens?
I would say more grassroots marketing. Yeah. We've done pretty much the social media aspect of it. Haven't done a lot of commercials or radio spots or anything like
that. Uh-huh. Describe your clientele for just a minute, Pete.
I would say 26 to 50. You know, it's a wide range. Families, you know, millennials, everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. And you'll serve everybody.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a kids menu, so, you know, bring your kids along and have a couple beers and let them have some food.
Yeah. And so this is in West Des Moines?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The address is in West Des Moines, and across the street is Waukee.
You're right. I know exactly where you are. Are you close to Miss Needy's Dessertery?
Yes, we are east, the building east of her.
Very nice. She was in not too long ago talking about her desserts over there. So so you can go to your place for a little beer and a little food and then head on over to Miss Nini's for some dessert.
I always go over to her place in between shifts when I'm working a day shift and a night shift for a mid-shift coffee to get me through the second shift. Yeah. So
are you cooking too?
I am personally not, but sometimes I do. But, you know, I'm kind of overseeing all
front
aspects
of the house,
of business.
Yeah, yeah, back of the house, front of the house, yep. Yeah, whatever it takes.
Lately, it's been back of the house, but sometimes it's front of the house. So
sure.
It's a balance.
What's the best part of your job?
Seeing people walk out and, well, seeing people that I haven't seen in a long time and meeting new people, and also getting that new person, new guest to say, thank you for doing this. This is amazing. We needed something like this here.
We're talking with Pete Faber, ladies and gentlemen. He is with Barntown Brewing out in West Des Moines, across the street from Waukee on University. Financial arrangements, when you went into this, is this Pete's money, family money? Did you had to get a loan? How did all that work?
Well, I cut ties with Chicago, so I got out of four restaurants that were successful, so that helped. And then I also have a small group of friends that are
investors.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Is it difficult, I mean, with all of these brew pubs? And there are you can't swing a cat and not hit a brew pub or something. Is that an indicator of the success of the business, or is this something that all of that competition, or is it good for business?
I think it's good for business. It's the way it used to be. People used
Tell me about that.
Well, people used to go to their neighborhood brewery to fill up their growler, or, you know, back then it wasn't the glass growlers that we see today, but, you know, that was their watering hole, and it wasn't bars and restaurants as much as it used to be breweries. So I think it's going back to that, and, you know, sometimes something across the state, our state, to some people is too not local enough. So they want something super
really local.
Yeah, uber local. But yeah. I like where that's going. I think that from a competition side, I think we all help each other out. So we all know each other. So I think it's been great.
Well, it's a pretty tight-knit group of people. I mean, all do know each other.
Absolutely.
And you all kind of run in the same circles.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the Iowa Craft Brewers Association has done a nice job, I know, at the State Fair and other places where they're marketing this opportunity for local brew pubs to do well.
Yeah, the guild's been great, and can't say enough about them and how hard they work for us. And then just the other owners and other workers at the other breweries and brew pubs they're all good people.
Well, we asked you what your best part of your job is. What's the thing that wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I would say, let's see, probably finding really good help.
Bingo! You have every single restaurant, brew pub that comes in through these studio doors says the very same thing.
Yeah, the lifers are dwindling. The industry lifers, I would say, you know, it's changed. The culture's changed a little bit, and you know, hopefully we can bring that back a little bit. That's been the biggest. I mean, for sure,
always,
the toughest.
Yeah.
And other owners that I talk to, they all, and it doesn't matter the industry. Usually, it doesn't matter the industry.
But one of the really important things that people may not understand, it is the front of the house server that can make or break a restaurant. Of course, the food's got to be good. Of course,
sure. The
beer's got to be good in this case. But those are the people that really have the responsibility for making this thing work.
Yep. I mean, at the end of the day, it was just a concept that I came up with, and my crew's got to kind of take it and run with it. So being there and being part of everyday operations helps with that, and trying to connect with my staff.
Is it surprising when you tell people that folks can make a good living being a server?
It's not surprising to me, but
but I mean, out there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's kind of how I made my living since I was out of college. So I'm on board with it. But, I believe people have misconceptions about it, that it's a
stopgap measure. You know, it's a part-time gig.
It's a transient job.
Right, right. Yeah. And I know servers in the business who have been in the business for a long time and have built a very nice living.
Absolutely.
Doing this. Yeah. And I think you're also a lot of free time at the same time.
Sure.
Yeah. What's not to like about that,
right? Yeah.
Thank you so much, Pete, for coming
Absolutely.
In and doing this.
Thanks for having me.
We will be sharing this all over the social media specter so that people can learn more about you and your restaurant and brew pub. And we'll have to come back. And do you do any Pilsners?
Right now, we only are doing a Golden Ale, which is called Iowa Gold.
All right. Just checking.
It's definitely it's our closest beer to that style.
Yeah. Are there beer snobs that hang out with you?
Yeah, sometimes.
I would never make the club, ladies and gentlemen. I would never. My wife would make the club. I just can't make the club, you know? I don't know the one from the other, but she tends to, she likes the dark kind of really heavy stuff.
Sure. We got a beer for everybody, I think.
There you go. All right. That well said. His name is Pete Faber, and the brew pub is called the Barntown Brewing. It's in West Des Moines, right across the street from Waukee. If you know where Miss Nene's is, you gotta go. We're almost next door. You'll find Pete. Thank you so much for doing this, man.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
All right. Good stuff from Barntown, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street, that sliver of land between Wall and Broad. What happened over there? Markets up, down, in the middle? We'll tell all when we come back. This is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.